The next thing I looked at was the termination of ducts. The textbooks suggest that every duct that starts from the nipple tip ends up as a lobe within the breast, and that isn't true. There are not only blind-ending sinuses within the nipple, but several ducts will end up as a small amount of lobular tissue within the nipple. This has been shown in other studies that between 9 and 17% of nipples have terminal ductal lobular units within them, which has implications for the way we might choose to operate on the nipple, for example, in the risk-reducing setting. But this particular study was labelling ducts at the tip of the nipple in black if they ended within the small nipple subareolar specimen that I showed you. In other words, if they're not progressing through into the nipple, and in grey, the ducts are moving on through. So you can see it's not the small ducts that finish prematurely. In fact, a couple of quite large ducts are not making it through into the breast. And likewise, there's no geographical, clearly obvious locational arrangement.